Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Barron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
Because Amanda and Barron are having conversations.
Yes, we are.
Today, we're having a conversation with a guy that's fairly known in the community.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yes.
So how many ways would they know you in the community, Dan?
Well, a lot of different ways. You know, I moved here in 93, and I was part of the Rockin' Rogers restaurants and built that to three restaurants and got out of that in 97. And then also I've been a coach at South Salem High School. I've been a baseball coach and a girls basketball coach and a referee in the community, so pretty active in sports in the South Salem area. So, and currently I'm still coaching baseball at South Salem. I'm helping out with the freshman team this year. So,
oh, so we might actually see you at the stadium since I'm working out the stadium now, too.
I don't know if I'll be out at the stadium soon, but I will be come out to watch the Mavericks play probably this summer.
Nice.
But our freshman team will may be out of town that week, so we'll see where we're at. But I'm around also.
And you ran for a congressional seat this last year, didn't you?
Yeah, so 2012 and 2022, I ran in House District 20 in 2012 and then 21 in 2012 and 20 in 2022. And so got to know a lot of people in our Polk County was a new area for me. So I got to know a lot more people in Polk County. So Monmouth Independence, got to know that real well and actually found some good restaurants to eat at.
Oh, I bet. And my apologies, Dan, I didn't say your last name. It's Dan Farrington. So all of our listeners are very familiar with you.
Right.
So my apologies.
We just made the assumption they all know who he is.
Yeah. I didn't introduce you properly. My apologies.
Right, right. So yeah, so we had six kids grow up and all went through South Salem High School. And then, of course, people know my wife, Linda Farrington, that ran for the school board. So we're
as very involved.
Yeah, as I was sharing, we're pretty active in our community. We like to be involved in our children that are growing up in our community and try to help them have avenues to be successful and trying to find those ways. But also engage in our community as far as the business leaders, too, because I own my own business for about 22 years. So.
Well, when we come back in a half an hour, I want to talk about business connection we made through the chamber and something you have coming up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
All right, you guys, so we'll be back more with Dan Farrington in just about 30 minutes, so stay tuned. Back to you, Dan Bongino. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Barron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
Well, it was pretty obvious a half an hour ago when we were talking to Dan that you're pretty involved in the community.
Yes.
I know that, you know, with what I do with Kicking Cancer, I've met Dan at several chamber events.
And
it was some time back, but you were mentioning to me something that you're doing that's not really with your businesses, but something you feel pretty strongly about. Can you share that with us, Dan?
Yeah, I'm on the board of a couple nonprofits here in town, and the one that kind of dear to my heart because I've been a mentor at the UGM Union Gospel Mission of Salem for many years, and part of that got me connected with a group called Be Bold Street Ministries, and actually a lot of them attend the church I attend, which is Salem Heights Church, and they asked me to be on their board, which is great, and I believe in, you know, changing lives and going into homeless camps and trying to help how we help people. And Matt Mashera and Josh Lair, who are co-founders of this organization, asked me to be on their board. And my role was to be the fundraiser, trying to find events that we can do to generate income to help them to be able to go out and give people bottled water and sleeping bags and blankets, but also get them into the right facilities and have access and have a truck to be able to go and deliver stuff. So on April 10th at 12 to 1 at the Ritter's downstairs banquet room, we're going to do a fundraiser for Be Bold Street Ministries. And we talked about that at the chamber.
Yeah,
yes,
we did. Well, and I'm looking at the flyer. You guys couldn't have worked any harder to get a better person to talk for you. Who's your speaker at this event?
Well, Danielle Bethel has been a big advocate for these guys. And I knew that just by conversations with Matt and Josh, and that she would be able to really talk about the impact these two guys and this organization has had in our community. And I think she can speak very clearly. Also, being a county commissioner, they're involved in this piece of homelessness, huge. So Danielle would be a big part of it. And And I was excited. She gave me like 8 dates, and we figured out one, and it all worked out.
That's awesome.
I'm just excited that she's going to be there and have the opportunity. Also, have to recognize Ritter's. They've donated the space for us. So
nice.
That's awesome.
Which is incredible.
Yeah, because having run a nonprofit now for 6 years. 6 years ago, when I started getting cancer, I had no idea what nonprofits existed or how they ran. And I've learned that just like a for-profit business, there are some costs to a fundraiser. Fundraisers aren't 100% profit because there are some costs. And if you can get the location donated, there's a cost that doesn't have to exist.
Right.
And that's huge.
Yeah, and more of that money gets to go towards what you're raising it for when people like Ritter's donate space.
Yeah, we were very grateful to that. And then I have a donor that's paying for all the food, the meal that's going to be there. So again, all the money that's going to be raised at this event is going to go straight to the ministry and help these guys be able to get out in the community. And you know, they have teams on weekends that go out on a regular basis, and they invite the groups from the Corbin College to come out with them and different people. So I'd recommend going to their website and check them out.
Well, let's dive some more into what they're doing in a half an hour.
All right.
Through this ministry.
Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Barron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
You know, I find it a bit fortuitous that Dan is here with us. I know that recently we've had Julie Hoy in, and we've talked about the homeless issue, and it's a very complicated problem with not a very simple solution.
Yes.
But sometimes the simple solutions can just be us doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like your organization, Dan, is the us doing something.
Yeah.
So what exactly is the organization called again?
It's called Be Bold Street Ministries. It was created by Matthew Machera and Josh Lair, and they are a group of men that have created this organization that take people into the homeless camps that a lot of people don't go into, and finding ways to help them get, well, first they start out by giving them a bottle of water, because both of these guys were homeless, they've been in prison, they experience it. I think a lot of times leaders in these type of nonprofits have experience in that area and able to think the way they think, and one of them was, Matt always talked about, you know, I wish I had a bottle of water when I was on the streets. And so that was one of the big things, how it started. And now they're going into homeless camps, trying to get them on recovery of getting, you know, whatever they're addicted to, get them into those programs, finding housing for them, different things, but also preaching the word of Jesus Christ. I think that is their main mission, is they're trying to bring people to Christ, and that's the Be Bold part of it, and which I love, and I think they have shirts that say Hope Dealers, you know. We're bringing hope, but again, it's through our trusting in Jesus Christ and our faith, and they're presenting that, but also bringing a bottle of water, sleeping bag, or getting them to the right services. And again, it's a choice. They have to have, it's a choice for them to decide if they want to go get treatment. They'd be an avenue to direct them into those right areas.
That's awesome. Terry and I did an interview with Matt and Josh, probably over a year ago now. But if you go to KSLM.news under local podcast, Terry Soul, you'll find Be Bold Street Ministries. And it's an amazing 1 hour interview with them that kind of goes over who they are and what their missions are.
Well, there's something you said about, you know, bringing the message of Jesus Christ. And in a half an hour, I want to pick up a thought on that and remind people about your fundraiser that's coming up.
All right. Stay tuned, you guys. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Barron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
And who's with us today?
Dan Farrington.
All right.
Yeah, and, you know, for those that missed the first couple segments, shame on you. You did tell us a lot of things you do in the community. You said something in the last segment, Dan, that just really hit home for me about, yes, we go, well, first off, kudos to actually going to the camps. A lot of us like to turn the blind eye, and these people don't exist, and I just don't want to look that direction. So going into the camps is huge by itself. But besides bringing water, you're bringing Christ's message to the camps.
Oh.
And I remember hearing years ago that if Christ were to come today, the way he looked back then, he might look like a homeless person. You know, we see Christ as the glorified God that the Savior that he is, but that's not the way he looked back then. And it's really easy to go, those people chose to be homeless. Well, I don't think they all chose to be homeless. No. And they don't want to stay there. And we need more Be Bold Street Ministries to help with that problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's, you know, that's their full intention of going out there is to bring people to Christ. And I think a lot of transformation is from your hearts and your minds, and trusting in God gives you an avenue of confidence and help with your mental. You know, everybody has, some of these homeless people have mental issues and stuff like that, if we can get them in the right place. But a lot of people, it's a choice, and they're planting the seed, like it says in the Bible. You know, we're planting seeds to come to Christ, and we're hoping that they grow and help them get into the right environment to help that growth and encourage them along the way. And I think a lot of times we walk right past these people instead of really trying to find out who they are, what their intention is. And a lot of them are just like regular people that are looking for someone to pay attention.
Yeah.
And I had a chance several years ago to meet Don Clem that runs the Union Gospel Mission. Mm-hmm. And or Dan Clem, I'm sorry. But he said he was going from West Salem across the bridge in downtown. And he had been doing that for years, working for a state job. And then all of a sudden, some homeless person stepped in the street and he almost hit him. Dan almost hit the homeless person, right?
Right.
And he realized, I had become so blind to who they were that I almost didn't see this guy. And it was like a moment that changed his life, and that's why he stepped into that job with the Union Gospel Mission.
Really? That's kind of cool.
Yeah. You know, in most missions, my wife and her parents were missionaries in northern Thailand, and it's a lot of people are not geared to go out into the community and do that. So sometimes fundraising and giving money to people that do that is same as those people going into it.
Well, we've got about 30 seconds. Remind us about the fundraiser that's coming up, Dan.
So April 10th from 12 to 1 downstairs in Ritter's. If you RSVP to myself, which is danfarrington@comcast.net, we can get you on the list. And if you want to check out who Be Bold is, go to our website, which is beboldstreetministries.org, O-R-G. And find out about them and look at, and there's a lot of testimonies on there, but the stories are heart-wrenching. I mean, it's just, we have to help our community out, and it's not just giving them a house to be in, it's transformation. And we got to give them a way to do that, and that's through Jesus Christ.
Thank you for coming in, Dan.
Thank you so much, Dan.
Thank you, guys.